opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Raising Cane's. It's the holiday season at Raising Cane's, and they're teaming up with Home Alone 2 Lost in New York this holiday as they released the 25th anniversary DVD of that movie 25 years ago. I'm getting old. But be sure to stop by Raising Cane's for your always fresh, never frozen chicken fingers, gift cards, and the new limited edition Kevin plush puppy. And that plush puppy, it's obviously a cute thing. Makes the perfect gift. You purchase a Kevin-themed plush puppy at Raising Cane's. 15% of the net proceeds are going to go to support a local pet welfare organization. Look for the movie on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. It's rated PG. And with gift cards right now, $25 gift card. You buy a $25 gift card, you're going to get a $5 bonus card for free. So you can be like, oh, hey, I got you this $5 gift card, sort of fringe coworker friend, and you get to keep $25 for yourself, and they'll think that you were really thoughtful and got them $5 worth of gift cards, and they can get all the great, delicious chicken fingers. Only fresh, never frozen. They'll get the crinkle-cut fries. They'll get some of that Texas toast, the thick sliced sesame seed bread with the real garlic butter on top. They'll get some hand-squeezed lemonade, and they'll get that awesome cane sauce. Everybody's happy now. Everybody. And remember to get that Kevin plush puppy, and 15% of the proceeds of that go to a local pet organization. So Raising Cane's, you can find them all over the city, 25 locations and counting. Raising Cane's, one love.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Willie Taggart, official. Did you see what the Oregon AD had to say? He was asked Friday if he'd be back at Oregon next season. And he said, why wouldn't I be? I'm the football coach. You guys are asking me like you're trying to get me out of here or something. I don't know how you answer these. I think the best way is, you know, right now I'm the head coach here and I'm happy to be here or something like that.
I mean, if you tell the truth, then what?
I don't want to be too critical of people because I don't know how I would react to that. Because you don't necessarily want that to get out, but at the same time, you don't want to lie to people.
This is the most hope they've had at quarterback probably since they drafted David Carr. Because even when Matt Schaub was at its best, we all still said, yeah, he's still Matt Schaub. Deshaun Watson, who knows if we'll ever get to see his ceiling because injuries are tough to deal with. They're tough to bounce back from. Those ACLs, that's two of them already. There is reason for optimism at that position for the first time in a long time. The main thing about great quarterbacks, the one thing they all have in common is they stay healthy.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show to the main number, which you already know. Missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. You also missed that we're doing a call-free What Are the Odds Wednesday, because the calls were really brutal. So we just said, enough of it. And welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners. Welcome to the show. Hope you're having a great day. Hope it just got better for you. And if you're stuck out in that mess, rain, crap, driving home, so relax, we'll get you there. Casey said, what are the odds you buy a used sex robot in the future to save money instead of spending $15,000? Well, no, I would never buy a used one. But think about this for a minute. I don't know why I've been giving this so much thought lately, but let's just pretend for a moment that at some point my wife decides she wants to upgrade and I'm done, right?
Okay.
Which I'd say is, what are the odds of winning? There's probably 80-95% chance of that happening at some point. Okay,
so you guys have made it a long way.
We have, and, you know, she...
And you guys are like... I feel like you're... the first time, or at least your first couple marriages, you had... Your wife came in with expectations that there was no way you were going to be able to meet long-term. But your wife is almost like you with a vagina. She does all the same things you do. She likes the same stuff you like. I mean, it's like you finally found the perfect mate.
I'm really proud of you, Fred.
Right, I am.
No, but, you know, she's also, makes a ton of money now. She could easily just say, you know what, I'm ready to upgrade.
She could.
Get a boy toy, so that's fine. It happens, it happens. But think about this for a minute. I'm starting to see the appeal of these things. Because you can program them to have the personality you want, right?
Okay.
So you don't have to put up with any BS. That's
you're
one.
You're damn right.
And number two, when you don't want to be bothered, you just put them in the closet. Number three,
don't put baby in the corner.
I think Harmony could go in the closet if she had to. Three, and I think most importantly, $15,000, you're getting off light. You know how much it costs to support a woman?
Yeah. But like, I don't know, like my wife, she cooks and cleans. This robot's not going to do that.
No, but I have a woman who comes in and cleans once a week, so that's fine. And I don't need anybody to cook for me. I can go eat at a restaurant. I can make snacks for myself when I want them. I don't really need that.
Okay, I do.
I'll clean all your things if you know what I'm saying.
Why is this robot so personal with you, Fred? It's disconcerting, honestly.
Wink, wink.
Well, yeah, it's obvious that we have something. Plus, she's not... you don't have to worry about the fact that you're a hideous troll. She can't do anything about it.
Now buy me.
That sounds a little weird. Regardless, I don't want to belabor the point, but I can see the appeal to something like this. It's a very dorky thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm out on it. I don't need it.
Well, you don't need it, but yeah, I don't need it right now. But it could happen,
right?
And I'm not stupid. I recognize
you're planning ahead.
You always have a backup plan, right? That's just anything yeah. In life, you have a backup plan.
That's a good point.
So I'm just thinking, if that happens, then I don't have to worry about taking out anybody on dates. And you know what my date can be? Go to the poker room.
Well, that's good call.
And then when I go home, there she is. There's Harmony.
Good call.
And yeah, because I can have conversations with my friends. I don't need to have conversations with her.
Yeah.
All right. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. I was trying to figure out who that was on hold, but that's...
It doesn't matter. We're not taking calls.
Well, no, we are next segment. She's early. What are the odds that call-free shows last the rest of the calendar year?
Wait, she's calling in?
Yeah, because she's in some other place.
Oh, no.
But... She has a landline.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, I'm insisting on that from everyone now, from now on. Because that thing with Jerome's phone yesterday, we really can't do that again. That was just so bad. I love Jerome, but if you can't hear him, what's the point? So most of you watch Mindhunters on Netflix. I have not.
I haven't. I want to. It's on my list. I've just got too much stuff to watch, honestly. Last night, because, I mean, I watched some college basketball. I watched the Arizona Aggie game, which was really good.
Yeah.
And Aggie's first loss of the year. But, I mean, they're not ranked, but it's not a bad loss.
No. And, although one of my friends who was playing last night had money on A&M significantly, so he was not happy.
Yeah, sorry. I would have told him not to do that. But then when that was over, I watched some of my Scientology show.
Yeah.
And I watched like three or four episodes of the Scientology show. And then next thing I knew, it was like 1:30 in the morning and I had to go to sleep.
Yeah. I was watching some of the basketball while we were playing poker. And
okay.
And when I got home, well, my buddy Nick and I sat on the balcony and had a few celebratory drinks because we did well. But, I watched Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency from Saturday, which I hadn't seen yet, which is one of my favorite shows. It's not something you would like because it's too sci-fi and fantasy, but it's hilarious. And it's one of the few shows now that when I watch it, I'm really sorry when it ends. I mean, it's like when the episode is over, I'm sad. So I want it to keep going. And they're not that long because it's an hour-long episode, but they have a ton of ads, so you fast-forward through them. And it's just, it's funny, it's out there, it's weird. They kept the spirit of Douglas Adams, who was my favorite writer of all time. Mont says, do you think John McClane has any Warren Moon sex stories?
I bet. I bet he knows.
Like firsthand?
Well, not together, no.
Oh, man, I was going to say, that'd be crazy.
Hmm. And then one day I'll tell the city of Houston what really happened with Jeff Alm. I don't know what really happened. I know that there was a rumor that everybody knew the rumor. And there were people who insisted that that wasn't true. And there were people who insisted it was. Yeah. So I honestly don't know, because I asked two different people, both of whom I thought would know. And they both insisted the exact opposite. One of them insisted it was just a vicious rumor. And the other insisted it actually happened. So,
who do you believe?
I want the facts.
I don't know.
Okay.
Can you do some research?
Well, no. I mean, the research would have been at the time. It was a very ugly rumor. And I don't... And if you don't know it, then I'm sure you can find it somewhere.
Right.
But I don't know that I believe it.
All right.
But it was just a very strange situation. What are the odds the Florida sex robots get into the bath salts and take over the state?
Well, that would be bad.
That is a concern. And, I mean, I don't even like having Alexa in my house.
I don't either.
That scares me. So.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Hmm. And now people are texting on what they. I'll just tell you, it's if you know the story, then yeah. But I don't know that I believe it.
All right, I want the inside scoop. I want somebody who knows. I want the accuser to come on our show. You don't think it'll happen?
I don't think we need to make that happen.
What?
We're going back to 93. Most of the people listening weren't even born.
That's true.
So. You weren't even born.
I was born in 93.
Oh, sorry. I was just...
Juggalo Trey maybe wasn't.
I was just going on your maturity level. That's my fault. John was born, right? Were you born in 93?
Yeah, 93. I was 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Juggalo Trey wasn't, though. Juggalo Trey wasn't even
alive. So he wouldn't even know what we're talking about. He doesn't even know who that is.
Right. He might. I don't know.
No.
He knows a lot of things.
He knows weird things that you wouldn't expect him to know. That would be one of those weird things.
I found out some interesting trivia about Juggalo Trey today, but I don't think he wants me to share it on the air.
Yeah, that's not when you should.
But it was surprising news.
Yeah, it surprised me.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Pajamagram. Christmas is coming, and this holiday you want to give her something that's going to make her happy, but could maybe make you happy as well. How about the Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram? Let's face it; it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold, and the Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution to that age old problem. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. And once she warms up, she's going to be cozying up to you in no time. And imagine if, you know, you say, well, what if she had something great on under that hoodie footy? And you got her the Sweet and Sexy gift set, which includes a hoodie footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today at pajamagram.com. You're going to save $40 just like that. $40. And here's the best part. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. If you're like me, everything you wrap looks like it was wrapped by a 4-year-old. So now you don't have to deal with that. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you. That's Pajamagram.com.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sportsbook. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Hey, guys, do you like meat? Of course you like meat. Everybody likes meat. And you like really good meat. You like to cook meat? Well, maybe you know somebody who does. Well, guess what? Omaha Steaks has the perfect gift for somebody who's got it all. And you can avoid the lines, the balls, the crowds, all that stuff. Get it delivered right there to their house. Or if you want it for yourself, Omaha Steaks has you covered. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks. And for only $49.99, you can get my family gift pack. When you go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar. That's 75% off. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. Here's everything that you get, and this is for less than $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus you get four additional kielbasa sausages for free. Just go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar. You're going to get a 75% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. OmahaSteaks.com.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back on the Blitz here on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. And it's that time. Beth Liebling.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello, Beth? Are you there?
Nothing like some long-distance loving, right?
That's right. That's right. Where are you at, Beth?
I am in Atlantic City right now. Atlantic City, New Jersey. And, yeah, this is a travel week for me. It's been crazy. I was in New York City for the weekend at a conference for 2,500 women celebrating a book called Pussy. I'm in Atlantic City at the National Sex Educators Conference.
Are you a sex educator?
I am. I am. I like the term sexicator.
Okay.
You know me, I don't like to just take things at face value, and sexicator sounds a little bit, a little bit more interesting than formal, like sex educator. But, so I've already met so many interesting people and have all sorts of conversations about bisexuality and intersex and everything. So, and I wanted to tell y'all and all of the Blitz listeners, this is your chance. If anybody has questions, really specific questions they want me to ask here, Dr. Ruth is going to be here, all sorts of keynote speakers, like anybody who's everybody in the world of sex education is going to be here. So if anybody has questions, including you, Fred, or AJ, either one of you, just shoot me an email, beth@darlingway.com, and I promise I will get answers. And next week, I'll have all sorts of answers for you.
Well, my question's pretty simple. I've pretty much decided I don't need women. I just need a sex robot.
Oh, okay. Well, that would probably be at some of these different conferences that I go to, but I will ask about that. Yeah.
Well, ask what the upside is of a regular woman versus a programmed sex robot.
Right. Well, and for Fred, it's got to be an alien robot, right?
No, it can be whatever at this point, as long as it's not human.
Okay. I'm going to look into that. We'll have to do a little study on that one for you. I'll see if I can get a demo, right?
I have to ask, so sexicator sounds to me like you're a criminal, like you're a serial sexicator. You're on trial for sexicating. It sounds like a Law and Order episode to me. It's like, I think we can get her on sexicating.
Gosh, I don't know. I thought it sounded good. Okay, well, I'll have to keep thinking because I don't know. Sex nerd really doesn't really work well, right?
So. Anything nerd doesn't really work. Yeah. Stick with your sexicator.
Sexicator. Anyway, that's what I'm going to percolate on. So there you go. Y'all come up with better, let me know. But, so... but hey, this Saturday night, I'm Love and Laughter with Beth. I did for all the guys out there, and it's affectionately called Get More. So all about how to get more sex. So that's
That's a good, that's a good read for everybody.
Well, it is a good thing for everybody, right? That's exactly it. Because if you're going to get more, then you got to give more too. But you got to make it fun. So I hope that's going to be good. So, but I definitely was thinking of all the Blitz listeners and all the different questions that I've had from all the different Blitzers, and it's really fun. So I love it. I hope y'all enjoy it.
What are you doing on your show this weekend?
That's it.
That's it. That's the whole show.
Get more, right?
I like
that. All about how to get more. Yes.
Are you going to be back in time to do that show?
No. Can I tell you? I had to cheat a little bit, and I pre-recorded it.
I like that though.
Is that bad too?
No.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. I wish we could pre-record our show.
Yeah. Well,
Fred won't allow it.
No.
I'd like to just record Monday's show and then play that all week and then take the rest of the week off and day drink, but he won't let me do it.
Fred's management.
Occasionally I have to show up and be in my office so that my office that everybody steals a chair out of and uses when I'm not there and when I'm there and doesn't care. So
yeah, I didn't even know you had an office, Fred.
I just got it this week and the very first day somebody was in there.
It's
like, yo, this is, I was going to work all day here. Nope, had to go home and work from home.
Oh, poor thing. Oh, I need to go in there and help you decorate, because I know I have some things that we can put in your office that'll just make you feel right at home, or right at Darling Way anyway, and you'll think of me all day long.
Like a foxtail.
There will be no foxtails in
the office. A decorative foxtail.
I do need something on those walls, because right now it looks pretty... It looks pretty grim. I mean, I want to put something. I just don't know what. I can assure you a foxtail will not be one of the things.
Okay, well, I'll look for some sort of... I have a bunch of artists working on doing real, like, sexy art for us. So I'll look for something a little bit sexy with alien women for you.
No penises. I don't want any penises in these photos.
A big, thick one.
I know. I said sexy alien women.
I know, but you might be having them with sexy alien men with really, really large penises, and I don't want penises in my office.
No, veiny. I didn't. Oh, but you know what? When I was in New York yesterday, I did go to the Museum of Sex. Did y'all know there's a Museum of Sex in New York City?
I had no idea.
It is. There is. It's awesome. It's so cool. And one of the exhibits was all about animals. And boy, it is amazing. They have some animals with the biggest penises and some that can basically lick themselves. And I wondered if they ever get anything else done.
What kind of sick crap is that, Beth?
It's so interesting.
No, it's not. Nobody cares about animal penises.
Oh,
yeah. We're not allowed to talk about animal in sexual ways on this show.
Well, not with him. No, we're talking just about mating habits of animals and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And just, well, even amongst animals, like, there are things, there's bisexuality that exists, and they've documented. There's things like group sex. Animals masturbate. Even, like, these big tortoises are rubbing themselves and stuff, right?
My cousin has a dog that will only hump other boy dogs, never humps girl dogs. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, these things exist, and it's so silly that we just don't talk about. So that's why I like the Museum of Sex, because they're kind of putting it all out there. Which is, again, the more we talk, the better we do. The more we know, it works way better for everybody. So I'm excited. So,
I'm okay with not having to talk about animal sex, to be perfectly honest with you. Yeah, you want to talk foxtails and things?
Fred's
like that?
A hater.
Okay. No, but honestly. Yeah, an animal masturbating is not something I feel the need to talk about.
Come on, Fred. Lighten up.
I don't know. But see, there are people who claim that that's not, quote, natural, but it in fact is. It just is. So, but I don't know.
The animals weren't born that way.
Well, they certainly,
They're a product of their environment.
Right. They just know what feels good. That's the whole thing. That's right. So, okay, I also, by the way, I'm working frantically trying to get my book out and hoping that it's going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks before Christmas. And the name of the book, of course, is Love and Laughter, Sexy, Meaningful, Fun for Everyone. And if any of the Blitzers want...
You want me to write a foreword?
Would you?
No, I would not.
I was going to say, I would love that.
No, I would not do that, but Fred might.
Well,
he's published.
Yes, I know. Believe me, he's my hero. And gosh, yeah, it's crazy.
Juggalo Trey would maybe write you a foreword.
Well, that would be good. I would be happy for that.
I'll see if he can do that.
Yeah, that would be great. But if anybody wants, if any of the Blitzers, we're doing a special 50% off promo code for pre-orders, and all they have to do is text the word Love Book, LoveBook, Love Book, to 22828.
22828, Love Book, if you want 50% off Beth's book.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Just in time for the holiday gifts, and yeah, because it's the loving season, right? Everybody should be having lots and lots and lots of love.
It's that time of year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I've heard that in a song.
I know, right? And shouldn't it be that kind of like the most wonderful time of the year in the bedroom, not just like outside?
Yeah, it's kind of weird because it's tough because it's a time where everybody's extra fat during the holidays, so it probably doesn't make for the best sex time. But
oh,
I mean,
really?
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, I think cookies and sex go just, they're pretty much like love and laughter. They just go hand in hand.
Like, I feel like Valentine's Day sex is pretty good because usually those New Year's resolutions last about 6 weeks. And
yeah,
chicks have been really hitting the gym from January 1 till about Valentine's Day.
And then they stop.
Yeah, and aww, but they do drink on Valentine's Day, and usually they're in prime shape, they're a little bit drunk, and they throw down on Valentine's Day.
Okay, again, I'm trying to make it so people have more, like, better sex sober than drunk, right? Where they can feel everything and they can enjoy everything and not have to mask it with alcohol, AJ.
Well, I'm trying to tell you that God invented alcohol to make sex better.
And
he also invented cocaine, but that's not legal.
Yeah, he invented alcohol so guys like us could actually get laid.
Yeah. Well, Beth, enjoy your worldly travels. Who's taking care of the shop while you're gone? Are they responsible? Is there a bunch of dildo sword fights going on while you're gone? What's happening there?
Well, you know, my daughter-in-law manages the shop, so she's very responsible. She's awesome. Sierra's there. She'll take care of you. My son is there a lot of the times, too, and then the lady's there. So there's always somebody there. We've had a lot of people doing a bunch of shopping, and it's it's pretty impressive, but Sierra's just warm and wonderful and friendly, and people love her, so I know she takes good care of folks when I'm not there, so.
All right, that is Beth from Darling Way. Tell people one more time where they can text you for that book, Love
Thank
Book.
You.
At give me the number again.
22828.
Oh, it's going to be tough to remember. 22828.
Well,
text Love Book.
Email me at beth@darlingway.com. They can send me their questions. They can send me their email, and I'll send them the promo code for the book. You can always. I'm easy to find. Beth@darlingway.com.
Don't
always
email her unsolicited nudes.
No, don't, actually. That is a problem, and
yes,
that's not appreciated. Thank
yeah.
you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right, Beth, we'll talk to you next
thanks,
week.
Guys. I miss you, but thanks for that little bit of long-distance love. I needed it.
Yes. Luckily, we can reach out and touch you all the way from here.
Oh, I love it. All right, big hugs and kisses. Bye, guys.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy, a born and raised in Texas company. They care about providing a good low electricity rate. They provide tools to help you decrease the amount of energy your home uses. Use promo code ESPN. You're going to get a discount. And if you're in the CenterPoint territory, you can get the Smart Energy 36 plan locked in at 8.9 cents for 3 years. That includes the all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat with Alexa voice service. So you can ask your Ecobee to set a timer, read you the news, tell you the score of the Raptors game, adjust the temperature, and so much more. Tri-Eagle Energy will install it for free because they're nice guys, and they know that you can't do it on your own because you're not capable. Give them a call. Let them come out and take care of you. 877-93-EAGLE. Or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com. PUCT number 10064 for my good friends at TriEagle Energy.
Hey, guys. Time to get through the holidays with the best sleep guaranteed with custom-fitted, handcrafted mattresses only from Texas Mattress Makers. Celebrate the holidays. You're going to get 20% off factory direct prices on select mattresses for your best after party rest. All right, let's start with this. It's already 50% off what you pay if you went to a retail store because they make them right there at Texas Mattress Makers and sell them directly to you. Well, now you're going to get 20% off factory direct prices on top of that. And there's all kinds of great showroom specials on pocketed coil mattresses. And I'm telling you, man, high quality mattresses. When you go in there, they know everything about them. They're going to help you sleep better. They're going to save you a bunch of money. You're going to get a quality mattress. And there's just so many great ones to choose from at all sizes. Give the gift of sleep today
why you sleep your best during the season. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. And I'll tell you what, man. One thing about the holidays, I tend to come home tired, especially when I stay out and play poker half the night. I come home tired. You want to be able to go right to sleep when you hit that mattress, and that's what I do. I've got two of them in my place. They're both fantastic. Visit them today, TexasMattressMakers.com, or go to 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz and that you're a Blitzer, and they will take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, A.J., I want to ask you a question, if that's okay.
False.
Pro Football Focus, which I think is, I don't really pay much attention to anymore, but I saw them tweet this out. They ranked their teams 1 through 32 based on, you know, performance and everything from the prior week. Where do you think the Texans rank in their rankings?
In Pro Football Focus's rank? Like, yeah. Is this like a power rankings?
Yes.
25th. Oh, I was almost, could you see my...
I know, you were going to go with 25, and then... But I want to give you the teams that are below them, and you tell me, Texans versus... Fill in the blank, neutral field.
Okay,
who are you betting on?
Neutral field?
Okay. Yeah. 26 Miami Dolphins.
That's Dolphins. They just beat the hell out of the Broncos. I mean, they're not good, but they're better than trash.
Chicago Bears.
That one's tougher.
It is tougher.
I'd probably go Texans.
Denver Broncos.
I'd probably go Texans.
Indianapolis Colts.
Give me Colts.
Yeah, I'll take Colts because I already beat them once.
Yeah.
In Houston, San Francisco 49ers, we'll find out this week.
We'll find out. Not neutral field. Neutral field, I would take the Niners, honestly. Especially with Jimmy G now.
Yeah. I might take him here. New York Giants.
With Eli, I might take the Giants, but that's, I don't feel good about that.
And Cleveland Browns.
I'll take the Texans.
Yeah. So, for sure you take the Texans over the Browns, the Broncos, and probably the Bears. That's it.
Yeah.
Of those three.
Yeah.
So in your reality ranking, shouldn't they be 29?
Yeah, it's probably more accurate.
Yeah. I just thought I would share that.
But, I mean, 25 is probably a little high.
Yeah, it just felt high to me, especially when I looked at Dolphins right below them and, wait a minute. And they're one spot below Arizona, who they did beat, but that was at home. So I think if they played on neutral field, I'd take Arizona right now. But regardless, I just saw that tweet and it made me wonder whether that was accurate. did you see that John Elway is embarrassed by what's happened this year? Can you blame him?
No, but isn't he partially to blame?
But he says he's not going to make any changes. And so you got that, John? Let's go ahead with that.
Yeah, we're gonna finish the season out. We're gonna, I never see the process there, so we're gonna finish the season out, and obviously we know the expectations of the Denver Broncos, and this has been a tough year. It's not what the Broncos are about. I'm embarrassed about it and the fact that this has happened, and we'll do my part to hopefully get this thing turned around next year, and the expectations of our Bronco fans should be. For us to get this turned around, so that is fair, and I'll say that is fair. And so, but you know what? Before we get that done, we're going to finish this. Take pride in what we do, and finish this season as strong as we possibly can.
Well, the old take pride in what we do.
Yeah,
that's when. Yeah, the one thing I'll say about the Texans, at least, you haven't had to deal with a lot of these type of seasons over even. The last year of the Kubiak era, yeah, you had one. But otherwise, it wasn't you were playing out the string with four games left like you are now. Broncos haven't done that in a while either. I mean, even going back to the Tebow team that made the playoffs, at least they were 8-8 and made the playoffs. But when you're at this point when you know the season's just a disaster, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And especially if you're not used to it. Now, Cleveland fan knows that week one. pretty much every year.
Yeah.
But that's a new thing for the Broncos, but it is kind of his fault.
He's at least partially to blame.
You would think. He put the team together.
Yeah.
And he hired the coach.
He picked Paxton Lynch.
Yep. I liked that pick at the time where he went.
Yeah, I didn't really. Someone on Twitter was like, you liked Paxton Lynch. I was like, no, Fred did.
No, I did like Paxton Lynch, but I also didn't know at the time that he was one of those guys who didn't like to work.
Yeah.
He doesn't put in the effort. I think he's got the physical talent, but
he's lazy.
Yeah.
Kind of like me.
Well, yeah.
Lots of physical tools. Super lazy.
I don't know what physical tools you're talking about, but
I don't either. He's not like me at all, honestly.
But no, I
besides like the fact that management is looking to replace us at all costs.
There.
Of course.
I think that would be a mistake. I think we bring in quite a bit of money for this.
Yeah, we're due. We're due. We've had a good run.
2019, man. That's my end.
That's your end? You're done?
Yeah.
At the end of 2019?
Yes.
Where are you going to go?
Going to write books. That's it.
I don't believe you.
I'm just going to retire and move to probably Colorado.
Okay.
Smoke weed and write.
You know what we're going to do then?
What?
John, write this down. The end of 2019, when Fred leaves, we're just going to... We'll get some other co-host to replace Fred, but we're going to call it the AJ Hoffman Show to make the co-host feel inferior. That's a good idea, right?
Sure, maybe like featuring.
No, I don't even want. I don't want his name at all in it. No, it's going to be like, remember for a long time, Scott Van Pelt. It was the Scott Van Pelt Show, and Ryan Russillo was like clearly his full time co-host, but they wouldn't put his name in the show name. That's what I want to do. I don't know who it'll be yet.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen. No question it's going to happen.
I like that plan.
And then after, like, that way it'll be like after, I don't know, a couple years, we'll throw him a bone and we'll it'll be the AJ and whatever show.
That'll be the AJ Hoffman Show with fill in the blank.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they're going to think, like, man, that's awesome. Like, that's a really great
gift. They're going to be so grateful just to have the opportunity.
Yeah, that's what a great gift you've given me. And that can be my Christmas present, and I won't have to buy anything.
I like that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's... I mean, I hope to be in position to do that by 2019. Doesn't mean I will by the end of 2019. Just means that's kind of been my plan all along. And if the book bombs for some reason, then I'll still do radio for a while.
Didn't you get paid in advance on that book?
Well, yeah.
So who cares if it bombs? You're paid, bro.
Well... if it does really well, I get paid. Like I want to be like George R. R. Martin money, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to get that serious stuff going.
Do you have?
I want to be able to buy my own wolf farm like him.
Do you have a topless Khaleesi in your book?
No, but there's a lot of topless. There's a strip club in it.
Do you have a chick who gave birth to a dragon?
No. But there, well,
I don't want to say.
I don't want to give away too much.
I don't want to say your book's not going to succeed as much as his, but
it's got the mafia. It's got a dope smoking Jesus.
You might know the answer to this.
It's got gambling. It's got poker.
How successful were George R.R. Martin's books before the show came out? Like, I mean, obviously they're significantly
they got
more
bigger
now.
After because, but they were pretty damn successful.
They were still pretty
yeah,
big.
Yeah,
okay.
He was. And
like he would have been living comfortably before the show took
off. Oh God, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I wonder what his net worth is. I was looking up who was it? Like Neil Gaiman who did American Gods. His net worth is like $18 million. I would have thought it'd been more than that because I mean, they sold a lot of those American Gods.
Yeah,
but
I mean George R. R. Martin's got
to
be way.
So I that's my real goal. I'd like to be like Neil Gaiman level.
Okay. $18 million.
Yeah,
that's the level you're aiming for.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good goal. You know why? Because, like, if you miss by half, you're still doing pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. But that's it.
Yeah. I need to learn to set my goals that way.
Yeah, I always aim high. That's why the reality is, that's why, like when we're doing I said I'd let somebody buy me out for $2 million. Well, realistically, if somebody came up with $1 million, I'd have taken it.
Yeah.
But I'm not telling them that.
Yeah, when I was in contract negotiations, I asked David Gow for $1 million a year. And I was, that was my plan was, you know, if I negotiate, he'll be like, okay, well, how about I come back with 400 grand a year and then we meet in the middle at seven.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's, that'll be all right with me. Instead, he laughed really hard and then he pushed a number across the table at me and there was a slash hour. And I was like, oh, that's not what I was hoping for. He said, this is the offer. Take it or leave it. And I just took it.
Well, I see. George R. R. Martin's net worth, $65 million.
Oh, that's good.
He makes $15 a year now.
Still?
Yeah.
He's not even doing anything right, now.
Well, because of this TV show, and he still sells books.
That's what I need to do. I need a job where I can do a lot of work in a short amount of time, and then do nothing. Then do literally nothing for the next 2 or 3 years. And still get $15 million a year off of it.
Jermaine says to tell you that Jermaine Every says that won't make him feel inferior if you let him take over.
Yeah.
He's okay not having his name on it.
Everybody thinks that.
No, I bet
you have to actually be able to do the job. I mean, not to say that Jermaine can't.
Actually, he's pretty talented.
He is pretty good.
I like him a lot.
Hmm. But Jermaine, he might say that now.
And then in a year, he's like, oh.
After a year, he's going to be like, dude, because I bet you Ryan Russillo was like that. I don't know if he was because I didn't really listen to the show. But I would bet that Ryan Russillo was like, bro, I'm here every day. Can it be the Scott and Ryan show? And Scott Van Pelt was probably like, dude, you spell your name R-Y-E-N. Why would I put that in the show
name? Exactly.
No one would ever be able to find us on Twitter because you spell your name like a stupid dummy. Yeah. That's probably what he said.
Well, yeah, you've got David Gal texting us now. Did you notice that?
Oh, what did he say?
Yeah, you check your phone.
Oh, boy. He said, pack your office. Oh, no. I don't have an office, Mr. Gal. You told me to work out of the conference room. Listen, and I'm talking to everyone out there, even the people in our intern room. If you're an uncircumcised male, you're at increased risk for many types of infections, STDs, penis cancer, and more. It's bad. It could be bad. But, and I know what you're thinking, oh, I'm not going to get a circumcision now. I'm a grown man. It's too painful. That's a common misconception. The Shang Ring procedure can be performed on any male at any age over 1 year old, and Man Centers is the only certified practice in Houston performing the Shang Ring circumcision procedure. It's FDA approved, it's easy, it's quick, it's safe, and it's effective, and it's performed within 10 to 15 minutes. It's performed in clinic, recovery time much less than conventional circumcisions, costs much less, because there's no need for anesthesia, up to 5 times less than conventional circumcision. Cleaner, less pain, lower complication rate than conventional circumcision rate, and a higher appearance satisfaction rate. It's typically covered by insurance. And why would you not do this? A circumcised male overall health benefits and hygiene is much better. Call Man Centers today, schedule a consultation. Don't be closed-minded about it. Dump the foreskin. Doctors and staff will walk you through all the details and benefits regarding the Shang Ring procedure. You can do it in Houston at I-10 and Campbell, Pearland right off 288, Tomball on Tomball Parkway. Go to mancenters.com to book your appointment today. It's Man Centers. Men's health starts here.
Hey, guys. Cost of a good time just went down in price. If you've been struggling in the bedroom? Well, guess what? You're spending too much money on Viagra. Spending $60 a pop, aren't you? Don't do that. Go to your doctor and tell them you want to switch over to Summerwood Pharmacy right here in Houston. And ask them about Sildenafil. It's the same thing, and it's a fraction of the cost. And the cool thing is you can have it mailed anywhere you want, any address you choose, in a very discreet package. And if you don't have a prescription and you think you might need one, do me a favor right now. Go to myedrx.com. It's myedrx.com. Watch our video, and you'll find out if you need to get help. Go to your doctor and ask about it, and then call Summerwood Pharmacy, 281-225-4300. 281-225-4300. Don't be spending all that money. You don't need to. And you can have a good time at a very reasonable price. Visit them at myedrx.com, myedrx.com. Get back in the game, Summerwood Pharmacy.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Celebrate the Astros World Series championship forever with the incredible audiobook history earned, a retelling of the Astros' magical journey to the 2017 World Series title. Incredibly affordable at just $13.99, with $1 from every sale going to Hurricane Harvey relief. Narrated by SportsMap 94.1's own Charlie Polillo, written by Chris Campisi. It's a perfect gift for any Astros fan, easily downloadable to any laptop or smart device. Those gift card options are available. Just go to historyearned.com, download your copy today. And, all right, we're running out of time, so but there's some good deaths. I'm going to have to edit down.
Give it to me raw, Fred.
How about Nelson Mandela?
Good one.
Pimp C?
That's a good one.
John Glenn, American astronaut.
Yeah. You have to tell. I'm not a total moron.
Yeah,
but thank you.
Well, I'm not all the listeners may know who John Glenn was.
Okay. If they don't know who John Glenn was, they don't deserve it.
Chip Reese.
Okay.
Dimebag Darrell.
That's a good one.
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Tyler has a Dimebag Darrell tattoo.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
The guy who has all the restaurants.
Yeah, that's him. And John Lennon.
Oh, man.
Two dead porn stars. 2004, Lee DeMay died of?
2004? Yeah. That's killed in a car wreck.
That's brain cancer.
Damn it.
95, Christy Lynn.
95, that's complications from AIDS.
That's died in a car accident.
Son of a...
Hey, we got one today. August Ames. She died at 23.
Today?
Asphyxiation?
Yep. It doesn't say.
Oh.
She died today?
Yeah, she died today. Tyler brought this to my attention.
A porno chick?
Yep.
Oh, no. It's hard to be a big-time porno star these days.
Apparently, she was getting harassed by people on Twitter.
Oh.
Because she didn't want to do a scene with a guy that did gay porn.
It's like the people that didn't want to bake that cake. They didn't want to bake cake for a gay marriage. She didn't want to have sex with a guy who had sex with a guy. It's tough. It's tough. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Trenton. Not Trenton, New Jersey. Trenton, the truck driver. The former truck driver. Because back in July, Trenton started his class at My Computer Career. 4 months later, Trenton has started an IT career. How long is it going to take you? It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career can get you trained for the high-demand field of IT. You'll start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. More than just a school, though, My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.